clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It looks like that cold front's making its way through the Oklahoma Panhandle and parts of Kansas and Texas Panhandle. Currently, it is 66 degrees at Beaver, 65 at Slapout, 74 at Cherokee, 76 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 80 at Hollis, 81 at Altus, 79 at Hobart, out here in the Panhandle to the west of us. Yep, you can see right where that cold front is, basically from Woodward down towards Clovis. 68 at Pampa, 69 at Miami, 76 at Dozier, 78 at Wellington, and 84 at Odell. Hopefully we get some rain. No northwestern Oklahoma up in Panhandle and around Woodward and up in that area. They've got some rain overnight and yesterday, because I took a tour yesterday through, I went through Laverne, out towards Beaver and Forgan. Come back through. I had to make sure I took the route where I could stop at Pack Saddle Bar and get me some calf fries and home-cut taters. Anyway, got that done. And so anyway, they got a lot of weed up there. I mean, they've been getting some rain that we haven't been getting down here in central western Oklahoma. A lot of good-looking weed up there. Corn crops, milo crops all look good. But what I was just in shock about is the amount of sunflowers that are in basically west of Laverne towards Beaver and back down towards Slapout, Panhandle basically. Sunflowers are everywhere. So, I mean, there's dove lining the highline wires. And I thought about stopping and hunting a little bit. And then I thought about James Edward and what he told me the find was from shooting off the road out of the pickup and on the highline wire. So I niched that ideal. But anyway, it's crazy. So there should be some good bird hunting up there, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, just shocked. There's a lot of sunflowers. And I'm not talking about two-footers. I'm talking about 6, 8, 9, 10-foot sunflowers up there. So anyway, it's pretty cool. But the wheat crop looks good up there. They look like they're well ahead of us here as far as early pasture is concerned. So, anyway, got that going on. But, you know, guys, Monday I said October is American Farmers Month. Anyway, here at Paragon Communications, we are saluting you. So this is an American salute to American farmers. Farmers, thank you for continuing to measure your time, not in hours, but acres, for running through the night to finish harvesting a field before the rain comes, and for working through extreme temperatures and weather conditions to check on and care for livestock. Thank you for all the hats you wear on a daily basis to keep your farm moving forward. And we have some people in western Oklahoma that are helping us salute this and sponsor a salute to American farmers. Ag Defense Risk Management out of Elgin, thank you. Walter Cattle Company right here in Elk City, Kyle. We got Angus Simmental and Red Angus. Harrison Cattle Company over there in Arapahoe. Thank you, Leslie and Jan Harrison, for helping us salute, make a salute to the American farmers. Western's Planters Cotton Gin out of Hobart. Elk City Livestock Auction and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Thank you, Brandon Hickey. Six Wire Company out of right across the state line there in Texas. Thank you, John Six, for that. Farmers Union Co-op here in Elk City. Quentin Elliott and all them. Misty Gosen, Insurance Agency out of Clinton. Thank you, Misty, for helping us with this. And Everett's Welding up there at Bisai, Oklahoma. Thank you guys for helping us do a big salute to the American farmers. And coming up in the new Penny News tomorrow, you will see a big addition, saluting that and the people that helped the salute possible. So thank you again. So anyway, well, let's check on the markets real quick and see what's happening. Let me make sure it's updated. Yeah, it's updated. Grains, corn, 488 for December, 503 for March. May is 511. Soybeans are up a little bit. It looks like about 2 cents, a little over 2 cents. November is 1275. January is 1294. And March is 1309. Soybean meal for October. There, flashed on me. Updated. It's 366.90. It's up 370 today. December is 371.70. Unchanged. And January is 370.50. Down like 60 cents, maybe. Soybean oil is down. October's 59.05. It's down about a half a penny. And December's 56.67. And January's 55.81. Hard red winter wheat. Where you at? It's down again today. December's 672, down 10 cents. March is 681, down 9 cents. May is 688, down 7 cents. Cotton, what's it looking like here? It's down a little bit today. October's 87.14. December's 87.35. March is 88.23. And May is 88.65. Looks like oil is down quite a bit. Down $4.02. November 85.21. December 83.53. Down $3.91. Natural gas is actually up. November is 2.99. December is 3.34. And January is 3.59. Man, the drilling rigs are getting after it up there between Packsaddle and Arnett. Who'd they say? Crawley and Mewburn's doing some drilling up in that area. So anyway, it's good to see some oil field going on. Been a while. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all in the green today. Looks like NASDAQ's up 160. S&P's up 20. And Dow's plus 68. So anyway, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. And to talk about a little bit about them. All cattle are not the same, just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on the carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef, third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662, 405-609-4662 to order your beef. Probably coming up for December delivery, January, somewhere in there. I figured he'd be booked for November. Maybe not. Anyway, just give him a call. See what he's got coming up. Anyway, it doesn't get any better. Home-raised beef, produced locally and processed locally. It doesn't get any better, I promise you. Okay, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll get an update on the live and the feeders and see what's happening there, and we give a little, got some results from up northern Oklahoma on some cows sold yesterday. Well, so we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. And let me see here. Let me get back over here to the West Texas Mesonet. Currently, Canadian, Texas at 67 degrees. Humidity's 81. Dew points at 61. Winds are out of the north, 13 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts today, 41 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.85 inches. So in the last 24 hours, they've got almost an inch of rain, which is good. Ambient soil temperature is 73 degrees. All right, let's see what's happening with the cattle market right now. Live cattle futures October 188.77, up 65 cents. It looks like December's 186.27, February's 190.65, April 193.70. Feeder cattle October looks like it's up 40 cents today, 249 even. November's 251.05, January's 254.65, March is 257.90. April is 261.57. Hobart Stockyards are having their sale right now, and hopefully we'll have your report on how that went tomorrow. Also, they are their sheep and goat sale is this Saturday, and I'll have you time here in a second. I can't remember what time it was. I think it's 11 o'clock, but anyway, I'll get back to you on that one. So anyway, let's check that out. Okay, let's see what happened up in northern Oklahoma yesterday at the cow. Let's see how much the cows have been bringing so far compared to last week. Slaughter cows are $2 to $5 lower. bulls are mostly steady, demand was moderate, and let's see here, not a lot to go off on here. Slaughter cattle on breakers, looks like they sold somewhere around 20 head, range anywhere from average weight 1326 to 1535, and was bringing 103 to 117. Boner cows, 50-60 head there, weigh anywhere from 1075 to 1302 average weight, $91 low end. Average was 101.30, high was 106.50. Cows, lean, 40-50 head there, anywhere from 970 up to 1289. The very low lightweights brought 70 cents. The highs brought 99.62 average. It looks like 103 was the highest on the lean cows, but the average was 92.41 on lean cows. About 20 head of bulls were sold, weighing anywhere from 1720 to 1930, bringing anywhere from the low was 107, high was 124.96, and average price for slaughter bulls yesterday was around $115. Not too much to go off on bred cows. Looks like they had some 5 to 8 year olds, 12 of them, weighing 1130 to 1540, brought anywhere from 1635 to 1960. Bred heifers, 11 head, weight on them was 1053. They did nicely, 1660 to 2000. Price range, 1875 was basically the average price on some bred heifers. They had some 2 to 4 year old cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, with 150 pound calf or less on them, brought 2,000. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, with 150 to 300 pound calves on them, 5 to 8 year olds, brought 2,000 to 2,100. And then cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, with 300 pound plus calves on them. There was only one head there, but it weighed 1180 and it brought almost $3,000. So anyway, did pretty good up in there. Anyway, last week I did the Beaver County Stockyards report, and I was going to look at it again and see how it went, and I messed that up already. So I will do it back after this break, because I did something I wasn't supposed to do to this report. Let's see if that'll come. Ah, there it is. I got it back. Never mind. Maybe. Let's see here. Yeah, you don't mess with the PDF on the deal. And let's see here. I got 2 pages of it back up. My bad. I messed it up. Anyway, they had 3,510 head sold at Beaver yesterday. Bred heifers, looks like they had just 6 of them in there, and there was small ones, 865. They were bringing 12, 15 per head. Bulls, looks like bulls, their bull market was tested. They had 35 head of bulls, average weight 1561, average price 108.39, 1691. Looks like a lot of them were lightweight bulls. And then some, what do we got here? Bull calves. The lightweights here, average weight 499, brought 247.31, about $1,234 a head. And then looks like the cows, and that's where I messed the report up. So we'll get it back when I come back after this next break. Okay, peanut harvest. I hear through the grapevine, maybe some guys over around Hex and Eric might have started digging yesterday or the day before. I don't want to spread that rumor, but if they did, I got some information here from Tyrone Spearman with the Southeast Ag Network on U.S. peanut exports. So bear with me here a second.
U.S. peanut exports for the year to date through June has increased 7% by volume and 14% by volume as compared to the same period last year. Total exports reached 316,000 metric tons, and that's valued at about $489 million. Mexico remains the top international market for U.S. peanuts. Shipments increased 0.4% by volume, and now they're showing that China has surpassed Canada as the second largest importer of U.S. peanuts during the year to date. Shipments of Chinese market increased 25% by volume and 37% by value going into China. The third market exports to Canada, the third largest destination. They total 71,000 metric tons, about $122 million. But overall, shipments to Europe by volume increased 34% and 57% by value. So peanuts are moving. At the same time, exports to the UK fell down 37% by volume, and we'll have to check that out. But peanuts are moving, and export in shells are doing well as well. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Tyron. Anyway, it sounds like peanuts picking up. Anyway, harvest is, if somebody started digging yesterday, you can bet the rest will follow suit. And harvest time's here. I guess I better get the baler greased up, chained up. I got lots of peanut hay to bale up this year. So anyway, get that going on. All right, let me see here. Oh, I know what I want to tell you about. I got an email from Harmon County OSU Extension Office yesterday. So let's see what it says. It says next Tuesday, October 10th, six CEUs there at the Harmon County OSU Extension Office. They'll be having their meeting there. If you need some CEUs down there in Harmon County or Jackson or any of those counties, I'm sure she would accept anybody to come to the get your CEUs. But 9 o'clock, looks like they got 9 to 10 a.m. They got the one CEU for endangered species update, and 10 to 11 top 10 broadleaf and grass weeds in wheat, and then 11 to 12 new sprayer. I got that right today. Technologies, Dr. John Long, OSU Agriculture Engineer. And then after lunch, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., another CEU for IPM strategies around the farm. 2 to 3 o'clock, herbicide use near ponds, ditches, and waterways. And 3 to 4, 1 CEU, top 10 brush species of eastern Oklahoma. So anyway, they got that going on at Harmon County. So be sure and give Haley Robinson a call there at the OSU Extension Office. Let her know that you're going or coming. And then same thing going on in Beckham County. Same date, basically the same classes, just different time frames there. Give Greg Hartman a ring on if you're coming to the Sayre County Barn there across from the OSU Extension Office there. And if you need some CEUs, get on it near the end of the year. So they're offering six at each place, and basically same thing. Thank you, Greg and Haley, for sending me the emails on that. Let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I got more ag news going on. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Once again, good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 29th. 2,277 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 371 brought 307.50. 9 at 470 brought 307.50. 12 at 485 brought 298. 5 at 486 brought 296. 8 at 573 brought 234. 11 at 654 brought 239. 4 at 675 brought 256. 3 head of heifers at 448 brought 290. 9 at 566 brought 224. 11 at 590 brought 223. 8 at 608 brought 229.
22, 18 at 638 brought 219, 7 at 659 brought 215, 7 at 673 brought 216. Butcher cows were 48 to 124, butcher bulls brought 89 to 125, bred cows were 800 to 2110, pairs brought 1185 to 1750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Sugar Creek Casino presents, from the Texas music scene to a national tour sensation.
She's not the one who drove me to the whiskey.
Casey Donahue live Saturday, October 14th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
We're talking about the good times.
With over 21 number one singles, don't miss Casey Donahue live at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Taylor Ranch Hour. Let's check out some ag weather up north here. Let me change this up just a little bit. They've updated Mesonet system again. Let's just go with Woodward, Oklahoma. How about that? Currently, your ag weather in Woodward, it's 80 degrees, feels like 83, so I'm going to say the cool front hadn't got there yet, or the cold front. Dew points at 64, humidity's at 84, the winds are out of the north, they just did get there, 8 miles an hour, 24-hour rainfall, 0.35 inches, 10-day rainfall, 2.86 inches, good for you guys. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 76 degrees. 1-day average 10 inch fractional water 0.9. Sunset tonight at 7:19. 50% chance of storms today. 76 for a high. And the weather just updated on it. And now it's 69 degrees at Woodward. So there you go. It's not 83, it's 69. Chance of thunderstorms tonight 53 for a low. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 78 with northwest to north winds 8-10 miles an hour, 75. Might need to get the old hoodie out tonight. 53 is pretty chilly. I like it. Bring it on. It's deer season. Let's go. Let's see here. Oh, army worm alert. I know there's some areas up in north central, back to the west of in that Billings, Enid area, and in that area right there. Army worms are working. I know the grasshoppers are working around here. I had a buddy of mine tell me they ate about 8 or 10 foot inside his fence line already. So, hey, welcome to farming. Anyway, just be on alert for the army worms. They're out there. And if we get any rain, it'll probably revive them, give them a second breath of air. So, let's see. Okay, I think I got this report from Beaver back up. I mean, I messed this thing up big time. Let's go back to the report, and I think I got through the bulls and maybe some heifers. Let's see here. Bull calves. There we go. Now let me get to the heifers. All right. Cows. Let's get to the cows. They had quite a few cows up there yesterday. 352 head, average weight 1202, average price 10204. Come out to $1,227 a head to round it off to the best number. Heifers. Let's see what the heifers were doing. There was 607 head of heifers up there. Average weight was 502. Average price was $245.47. That came out to $1,232.67 a head. Here's some yearling heifers. 473 head. Average weight 684, average price 234.72, average price total per head 1604.94. All right, and then we got some cow calf pairs. Let's see here. Yeah, cow calf pairs 30 head, average weight a little over 1,000 pounds, average price 208.37. They brought $2,250 per head. And what we got here? Let's see here. Steer calves. 837 head, average weight 556 pounds, average price 261.55. That comes out to $1,453.26 a head. Okay, steer yearling 987 head, average weight 851, average price 237.23. That comes out to a whopping $2,019.13 a head. I think that's it for the report. Anyway, they had a good sale at Beaver also yesterday. So, there we have it. Okay. Let's see here what we got going on here. Oh, I missed Hay Day Tuesday yesterday, didn't I? Let's see what's going on with the hay. If I can come back to it. There it is. All right, here's hay markets for October 3rd. Alfalfa doesn't look like it hasn't changed a lot in the last 2 to 3 weeks. I think everything's kind of stagnant because everybody's busy getting winter crops in, peanuts out, corn out, beans out. But let's check it out. It looks like Missouri and Kansas are kind of the high. They're going through a drought right now. Kansas premium alfalfa 255 to 370. Good alfalfa 180 to 300. Missouri is $200 to $300 per ton, $150 to $200 per ton on good alfalfa. New Mexico $200 to $300 on premium alfalfa, $275 to $285 on good alfalfa. Oklahoma $180 a ton. It's got that in both categories of premium and good. So I don't know how that works out. Anyway, Texas $340 to $425, both those being delivered for premium. $310 to $340 delivered on good alfalfa, and that's it. I mean, basically Kansas was high on alfalfa on what was sold and reported there last week. Grass hay prices, Kansas $180 to $250 a ton on premium, $90 to $240 on good, and that $240 was delivered. Missouri's $225 per ton for premium grass hay, $150 to $175 on good. Oklahoma, $175 on premium, that's delivered, $105 per ton on good, and that was reported. Somebody bought some for $90 a ton delivered grass hay, and that was fair hay. Well, it wasn't even good or premium. Down south, big state, $240 to $400 per ton, and that's across the board, that's not delivered. For premium grass hay in big state, and $208 to $350 delivered on good on there. And that's about it. Nothing major going on. Hay market is just kind of stale for the moments right now. Well, anyway, I got you some tips on testing hay. This was in the Hay and Forage Grower, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Hay test results are like nutrition facts, labels of the forage world. They provide information about fiber and protein content, available energy, and overall forage quality. Testing hay is especially important as producers make winter feeding plans. Analysis results can help guide decisions about how to feed the hay they have or how many bales they need to buy. In a recent article from Ohio State University Extension, Christine Gelly points out a hay test costs less than a single round bale, and the results will likely way more than pay for themselves. And I agree with her 100%. Gelly, an ag and natural resources educator, outlines the steps to take to gather a representative hay sample and send it to the lab for analysis. Producers will need a hay probe or a pair of scissors to cut forage, collect forage, in addition to a bucket or similar container. I made one for my drill. It's pretty cool. My DeWalt drill. It's done. Each bale. If using a hay probe, drill into the center of the bale from the wrap side and empty the contents into the bucket. If using scissors, reach into the bale to get a sample, then cut hay into 4 to 6 inch pieces before putting them into the bucket. Repeat these steps until forage from 10 bales of the same lot have been collected. And I think that's very important, because you can get an outside bale and test it, and your results might not be good. But if you get 10 bales, surely you won't get your outside bales lying in every one of those. A lot is defined as hay from the same field and the same cutting. Mix the 10 hay samples together to create one composite sample and transfer forage into a quart-sized plastic bag. Press and seal the bag and label it with your name and sample identification. Complete the sample information forms provided by your forage lab and submit them along with the hay sample. Once producers receive your analysis results, they can make more informed decisions about feeding and buying hay, or even selling hay. You got this online, you need to sell some hay, bam, here's your analysis. No, I'm not coming down from price, because it looks good to me. With that said, Gelly notes that understanding the key terms in a test results is necessary to interpret forage quality. In addition to dry matter, which is DEM, and crude protein, which is CP, she provides some definitions here for the following terms. The ACP, which is the adjusted crude protein. This is the value of CP corrected for heat damage. Use this value in place of CP when creating your feeding plans. The NDF, which is neutral detergent fiber. This is the total amount of fiber in forage that make up the structural parts of the plants. And it includes a lot of things. And anyway, lower numbers of the NDF, November, December, Foxtrot, are associated with better feed intake and indicate higher quality forage. ADF is the acid deterrent fiber. While ADF accounts for a lot of things like cellulose and silica, it also includes insoluble CP and ash. These are ultimately the least digestible components of forage. Therefore, low ADF indicates more energy is available to livestock. The TDN, this is what you hear a lot of people talk about, the TDN. This value represents all digestible crude fiber, protein, fat, and nitrogen-free components in forage. The RFQ, Romeo Foxtrot Quebec, relative forage quality. The RFQ is a metric used to rank forage quality that is determined with an improved formula used to index grass species and take fiber digestibility into consideration. There you go. She said she also adds a relative feed value, the RFV, and another number provided by hay analysis that is calculated by multiplying the DMI by digestible dry matter, which is DDM, and dividing the product by constant number of 1.29. This number expressed as a percentage is comparable to the feed value alfalfa in food in full bloom, which has RFV of 100. However, it does not account for the fiber digestibility and may be less accurate measure for forage quality. So there you go. Get her done. Because, you know, feed at the cake and all that stuff hasn't come down a whole lot. So the stuff's out there. So make sure you're feeding what you need and not overdoing it. Even with cattle prices as good as they are, you got to figure in inflation, your inputs, and, you know, still tighten things up even with cattle prices as good as they are. So there we go. We're talking earlier about the Taylor Ranch's deal about genetics, and I just want to let you know a little deal that I figured out here. One of the lady, my landlords that I take care of cattle for, they sold some cattle. So just to give you an idea, and I've talked to a couple people about this already, so don't be bored if I'm repeating this. Year before last, 20 cows, all Simmental Angus cross, bred to Simmental Angus cross bull. So that's what they were bred to. All the calves born in February in a 2 to 3 week period. Although last summer, the grass wasn't the greatest. I mean, we did get rain last August and the grass greened back up, but still overall the summer, the grass wasn't the greatest. Calves weaned them 114 days, had them on self feeders, had them all the grass hay they wanted to eat, blah blah blah, and took them to the sale in November. Their total weight was 11,757 pounds. Yeah, 11,757. This year, changed the bull genetics up a little bit, changed them up just a little bit, and went with off the EPD charts on some of these bulls, and we got same amount of calves, only one steer more this year than, or less than last year. So the total weight as of Saturday was 11,500 on same calves, same cows, or not same calves, but had different daddy, and they were, but they had better grass all summer this year. Take that in mind. Sold them 7 weeks earlier than last year, and there was only 257 pounds difference. 7 weeks, selling them 7 weeks earlier. So it just shows you that green grass and bull genetics make a world of difference in calves. So we didn't have to feed them for another 7 weeks. Got rid of them now. They were weaned 70 days. And anyway, they did good. Of course, they brought more money this year than they did last year because the market's obviously up. But my point is your bull genetics is super important. And, of course, green grass is always important. So I'm just letting you know that was an experiment done with 20 cows out here west of Elk City. Changed the bull genetics up, and we changed them again this year. They're AI'd this year to Angus bull growth fund out of Deer Valley, and can't wait to see what happens next summer with the same cows, same calves. Hopefully we got green grass, no 9 yards, but genetics is everything along with your green grass. And sold them 7 weeks earlier, and they weighed 257 pounds difference. But of course they brought a lot more money this year, but I'm just thinking about all the inputs we didn't have on weaning them another 60 days. Yes, they would have put some weight on and they would have brought some more money, but hey, this year you're having cattle on your place is a risk factor. Get rid of them. That's what I was saying on the calves. No, it wasn't that, but anyway, it was just one of those deals that, hey, it worked out, made more money. They sold 7 weeks earlier. So there you have it. Anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll come back. We'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2119. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
If you ask me, people who mistreat the elderly should be horsewhipped with a horsewhip. Some sorry human specimen stole an elderly woman's medicine. We're not talking about vitamin C or ibuprofen. It was medicine she needed to keep living a normal life. It was getting late in the day, and she needed to take her medicine. So she called her doctor in a panic. Her doctor called the pharmacy and explained what had happened. The pharmacy was actually about to close, and delivery had technically stopped for the day. But they told the doctor they would absolutely fill the prescription and take the medicine to the woman. The doctor's the one who told that story I just told you. That doctor was impressed with the pharmacy. Let me ask you something. If the same thing happened to your mom or to your grandma, who would you want her pharmacy to be? In this case, good thing it was Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, it looks like there's some rain starting to ease in up here around Roger Mills and Ellis County. Nothing big, not a big rain yet, but it's building, and some down there in the very southwestern corner of Oklahoma. So hopefully we get some rain. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, not Long Ranger, your ag weather. My bad. I changed this up. I've still been saying it so long, I just keep saying it. Here's your ag weather for Hobart, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 77 degrees there right now. Feels like that also. Dew point 66. Humidity is 69. Winds are out of the east, northeast, 9 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79. 1-day 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunset, 7:18. Rain showers, 90% chance today, 83 for a high. Winds out of the south to the west at 14 miles an hour. Chance of storms tonight, 50%, 60 for your low. North to northeast wind, 6 to 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 81 for your high with northeast winds, 8 to 13 miles an hour. So there you have it. Okay, I got it. Before I forget, I just got this from Greg Allen. Yes, sir, got this. Okay, you guys see him, see the Unlimited Outdoor Adventures on Facebook all the time. Well, coming up Saturday, October 21st, at the Cheyenne First Methodist Church, dinner at noon, followed by a live and silent auction. All proceeds to this will go to support Unlimited Outdoor Adventures, creating outdoor opportunity for those with limitations. The program they do up there is awesome. And so check them out on Facebook, Unlimited Outdoor Adventures, Chicken Fried Steak Dinner. By donation only, Saturday, October 21st, dinner will be at noon. And I'll mention that a couple times more between now and then. But anyway, check their deal out on Facebook, what they do for people with limited abilities is so great. And it just makes your heart melt what they're doing, and to watch those people when they do harvest something, it's unreal. So anyway, how's everybody doing out there in this postseason? I know it's been kind of warm, but from what I've seen on social media, there's some big boys been already down. So anyway, if you've done something really awesome with if you got your buck or your doe, anyway, text line's wide open here. I don't care if you're from Kansas, Texas, or here, 580-225-9697. Let me see what you got, when you got it, and what county you got it in. Be good. So let me know. Anyway, let's go over the USDA crop progress report so far for corn and soybean harvests are already 23% complete. The USDA also says the winter wheat is 40% planted. This come out Monday. I was gone yesterday. Sorry. So anyway, I'm running a little late. Corn. As of October 1st, 82% of corn has matured, up from 70% the previous week and well ahead of the five-year average of 75%. Corn is now 23% harvested, up from 15% the week prior and ahead of the five-year average of 21%. The USDA says 18% of corn is in poor to very poor condition, the same as last week. In addition, 29% of the corn is in fair condition, reflecting no change from the week before. Also holding steady is corn is rated good or excellent at 53%. There you got it. The soybean harvest is 23% complete, up from 12% the week before and just ahead of the five-year average of 22%. The USDA rated 17% of soybeans in poor to very poor condition, 31% are in fair condition, and 52% is in good to excellent. Winter wheat, our baby around here. The USDA says winter wheat is 40% completed as of October 1st in the top 18 growing states, up from 26% the week prior, but 3% behind the five-year average of 43%. The report says 15% of the crop has emerged, up from 7%, also slightly behind the five-year average anyway. Well, anyway, I had a plan for a birthday song today, but somebody didn't answer their phone, so I got to give Gene Dyer over there at Southbound, manager at Southbound over there, happy birthday. I hear, you know how ladies are about their age, I hear through the grapevine that she is a whopping 29 years old. I'm not throwing that out there like Ken Howe did. It ain't happening in my vocabulary. But anyway, happy birthday, young lady, and hope you have a great birthday. I always like it when the listeners have birthdays. Okay, let's see what here. What else is going on? Not much. Oh, did you guys hear that the USDA is going to offer weaned calf insurance policy for cow-calf producers? This short story for here before we got to go. But anyway, the USDA announced September 29th a new insurance option for livestock producers in several states. I hate to tell you, it's not Oklahoma yet, so don't blow up your insurance agent's phone or FSA. Don't call them when you're Oklahoma or Texas. The weaned calf risk protection policy offered by the USDA's RMA offers actual production history coverage for beef cow-calf producers to ensure revenue from their spring calving operations. The policy will be available for the 2024 crop year. There are many variables and pressures involved in running a cow-calf operation, So anyway, they've come out with insurance. And then the bottom line is the crop insurance is sold and delivered solely through private crop insurance agents whose interested producers should contact, not in this state. And it's going to be offered in, where did I see that? Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Sorry, you can call them over there across the state line. Blow their phones up. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, it won't begin till January 31st with the sales closing date for the 24 crop year. Coverage levels include between 50 and 85% will be available along with catastrophic coverage. Anyway, there you go. That's on weaned calf insurance. So, all right. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.